Hey there, how are you feeling? Are you glad that it's summertime? Well, you already know that the official date was June 20th of this year, and boy, was everyone enthusiastically ready to yell out that summer is finally here. Now, don't get me wrong, the summer solstice happens every year, but this year is different. We are post-pandemic. It's okay to smile as I am talking about this today, but I want you to actually realize that we have been literally stuck in our homes, reluctant to venture out because of the worldwide pandemic we were faced with over a year and a half ago. But now, during post-pandemic months, many people are coming out for air, peeking around corners, sharing their smiles with their mask off, and booking those vacations they so long for. What? People are doing more? Yep, that's right. Masks are coming off, and many are feeling safer as they venture out. Why is this happening? Well, there's a vaccination that is out there, and you can get vaccinated almost anywhere in the United States.
What?
You have choices as to what vendor to use when you will get the vaccination, what location is most convenient for you, and you can even choose to be vaccinated or not. We did it, America. We have choices again.
Yay!
So, what are you going to do? What are you waiting for? Yeah, I'm pushing you. I'm pushing you to not be afraid and to start living again. However, you still need to be mindful. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to remember when you were in school back in the day and your teacher taught you the five W's. So this is your time to now put into action what you were taught. So ask yourself the five W's. Do you remember what they are? The who, the what, the when, the why, the where? And you can't forget about the how. The five W's and sometimes the H, which is the how. If you can answer these questions with ease as you ask yourself a question using the five W's and the how, then let the fun begin. What do we know? We know during post-pandemic that at least 375 million vaccines have been distributed in the United States, and COVID-related deaths have begun to decline. Giving the country reasons to feel optimistic. As a result, the travel industry appears to be gearing up for a big summer season. Based on national, state, and local news outlets, entertainment networks, and of course your social media outlets and platforms, Americans are looking to travel again as vaccinations against COVID become more widely available. Who can blame you? After all, it's been more than a year of seesawing, coronavirus infection rates on again, off again, lockdown restrictions, and simple quarantine fatigue. To date, Americans begin to see the small light coming through the winding tunnel of a post-pandemic summer. So I say to you, summer, summer, summertime. Americans are good at lots of different things.
What?
So let the summer vacations begin. Believe me, the economy is ready for you to spend big bucks on week-long vacations, mini vacations, family vacations. Well, you get my point. As a matter of fact, Daily Business Briefing reported that Celebrity Cruise Lines will have one of the first cruise ships to sail from a U.S. port during the weekend of June 26, 2021. Can you believe that Cruise Lines lost billions of dollars? I say billions of dollars last year. As I was watching a national news network this morning, the anchor was interviewing a spokesperson of Celebrity Cruises, and it was made abundantly clear to all who were watching to say, and I'm paraphrasing, ha ha, you thought we couldn't come back from the economic devastation from COVID-19, but look at us now. Yay! Bravo, bravo. You are right, Mr. Spokesperson. Although you are operating under 50% capacity, you can truly say that people are ready to vacation. And the best time to do it is summer, summer, summertime. It's just bringing back that song that I love, summertime. So, oh, the places we will go. The people we will see. Oh, the places we will go. And all the once ordinary, now new again adventures we will have. All the things we'll do during this post-pandemic summer. What are you waiting for, BGTY Nation? Stop peeking out. It's time to venture out. So without further ado, here are some fun summer activities that you can do in this post-pandemic era or post-pandemic summer. Okay, BGTY Nation, let's get this party started. I want you to get excited about the top 5 activities that you can engage in during this summer. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now, of course, this is my opinion, but I wanted to share because I know if you're like me, you like to smile and bring joy to your life. Yep. That's right. Perk up your ears and listen to 1, long walks with headphones on. OMG. That's my favorite. As you know, if you've listened to my podcast, I love music. And everything that I do brings joy to my life, and music is one of them. So, during this summer, this post-pandemic summer, make sure you take those long walks, have those headphones on, and dance as you walk. No one's going to look at you different. Know why? Because they will know that you are happy and bringing joy to your life. Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, uh-huh, all right, uh-huh. And 2 is, what about a wine tasting? Yes, I love wine, and so does my husband. We drink wine almost every single night. So, go to a winery and enjoy that with some friends. I guarantee you, they will love it as much as you. Yep, uh-huh. Let's get it. All right. And 3, what about a backyard camping activity? Just you and your boo or you and your family. What a wonderful time that you would have back there with the music on, relaxing, looking at the stars, or just playing games with one another. I know in my backyard, it's very secluded. I have a waterfall where my pond is, and I enjoy listening to the sound of that pond and my music. Oh my gosh, a backyard camping activity? It goes hand in hand with, you know it, bringing joy to your life and being good to yourself. Yep. All right. Number four. What about a painting party? Yes. We have been inside all this time and we haven't had an opportunity to get with anyone or just go make an appointment by yourself and start to paint again. What a relaxing time. So we have done four activities. And the fifth one, my most favorite one, is go on that trip, PGTY Nation. Go on that trip. You have the opportunity now that everything is opening up in the United States and across the world. You have time to go on that trip. It's summer, summertime. So take advantage of it. Take a plane. Take a flight. Take it in the car. Whatever you want to do, go on that trip at least one time this summer so you can get back to your regular routine of enjoying life. Okay, BGTY Nation, I hope you have enjoyed the top five activities I recommended to engage in this summer. One more time for review is number one, long walks with headphones. Number two, wine tasting. Number three, a backyard camping activity. Number four, painting party. And number five, I say go on that trip wherever you would like. Because all five activities will bring joy to your life and also, make sure that you feel that you're being good to yourself. It's a post-pandemic summer. And BGTY Nation, you have choices again. Choices, choices, choices. I say to you, be safe. And if you would like, be vaccinated so you can enjoy life. That's what it's all about on this podcast, is bringing joy to your life. I love having a great conversation with the BGTY Nation, because guess what? I want you to be able to say to yourself that you are being good to yourself and you are enjoying life. Don't forget to come on over to Instagram and enjoy my affirmations that I have for you. Also, I would love if you would leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fix. Why? Because it helps me as a podcast. See you next time, BGTY Nation.